a good ship. Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate.
Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.
You'll awake with a tummy ache on the good ship. Lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away on the good ship.
As indicated by today's intro song on the Good Ship Lollipop, today's program is a special program. Now, many of our 2020 programs thus far have highlighted music by and for people affected by the COVID-19 quarantine. One group we seem to have overlooked, however, is working families with small children. Today's program, therefore, is dedicated to those families, especially the children in those families, who are having to adjust to these trying times. A couple of Music Review listeners from California recommended this special program. Thank you, Avery and Vivian.
Too much. Oh, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache on the good ship. Lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away.
Today's musical trivia questions are especially designed for our younger listeners. For example, question number one. Here's a song that is especially popular today. What's the name of this song?
Walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bump, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try? The duck said, goodbye. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bump, bump, bump.
Sound familiar? So what's the name of this song?
Said to the man, run in the stand. Hey, bump, 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 got any grapes? The man said, look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go? The duck said, how about no? Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled...
And question number two. Even though we may feel trapped inside during these quarantine days, we still need to get some exercise, don't we? So who is this Disney character singing these words of encouragement?
Exercises, small round circles, going forward, on straight up, one, two, one, two, around and around and around.
Yeah. Sound familiar? Who is this famous singer?
Okay, now.
The answers to these two important musical trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the 4th of September. Couple of toys and games items today. Well, it was on this day, back in 1958, that the Hula Hoop song was performed on the Ed Sullivan Show. You still see that toy around today? Have you seen it? The hula hoop. And it was just 12 years ago today, 2008, that the rock group Aerosmith helped make a new version of the game Guitar Hero. Ever played that game? Your parents may have. Ask them. So let's begin today's special program with a musical story about wintry weather. That sounds pretty good right now in this heat.
Thank you.
The soundtrack by Howard Blake introduces the story of The Snowman by Raymond Briggs. It was a cold, cold winter's night. In a cottage in the country tucked away beneath the hills, a little boy lay sleeping. Snow began to fall, lightly at first and then with giant flakes which started to settle on the ground. At first light of morning, the boy turned over, yawned, and sat up. He ran to the window and looked out. Everything was covered in snow, the garden, the fields, and the distant hills. He got dressed as fast as he could. When he was ready, he hurried down the stairs. At the back door, he put on his boots, his scarf, his woolly hat, and walked out into the snow. And it was at exactly this moment that he got the idea of building the snowman. He built a great column of snow the size of a man and a great big snowball to go on top of it. Then he fetched a scarf and a hat, a tangerine for the nose and coal for the eyes. At last the snowman was finished, and the boy stepped back and looked at him. He seemed to be smiling. By this time it was getting dark, and the little boy had to go indoors, leaving the snowman standing all alone out in the middle of the garden. It was time to go to bed. Soon the boy was fast asleep. In the middle of the night he woke, got up, and tiptoed down the stairs, feeling rather cold. He looked out at the snowman through the glass panels of the door. Suddenly, while the boy was looking at him, the snowman moved. Then he actually started to walk towards the boy, and they shook hands. "Come in," said the boy.
"I'd love to," said the snowman.
Together, they tiptoed into the living room. The snowman thought it was wonderful. The snowman sat himself down in a comfortable armchair. Then, with a start, the boy realized that the snowman was sitting too near the fire. He realized that he might melt if he got too hot. So he pulled him out of the chair and hurried him out of the room to the kitchen, which was cold and dark. He leaned down, opened the fridge, and a waft of cold air came out. The snowman loved it. For him, it was just like sunbathing. "Let's go upstairs," said the boy. In the boy's playroom was a music box. They wound it up and danced to it. At the end of the dance, they both collapsed on the floor with balloons and teddy bears all around them. "I've got another idea," said the boy. "Come with me and look out the window." Outside, they could see a strange, dark object. Nodding to each other, they tiptoed silently down the stairs, out through the door, and into the open air. The dark object seemed much bigger now that they were close to it, and whatever it was covered up with a big black tarpaulin. Summoning all his strength, the boy went up and pulled it off. Standing there was a bright, shiny new motorbike. The boy pointed out the controls to the snowman, turned the key in the ignition, turned on the headlight, and suddenly the snowman was on the bike and racing round the garden. For a second, he stopped. The little boy jumped on behind him, and then they were off. They came back to the garden. Without warning, the snowman gripped the boy firmly by the hand and began to run out across the garden, faster and faster, bounding and jumping until suddenly the boy realized that they were flying. They landed silently in the frozen north. All around them was a great forest of pine trees laden with snow. But somewhere ahead, they could hear music and see lights. There in the clearing, a Christmas party was taking place, and all the people at the party were snowmen, more snowmen than you could ever imagine in your life. And right in the middle of them, radiating good cheer and smiling from ear to ear, was Father Christmas himself. "You're just in time for the dance of the snowmen," he chuckled and clicked his fingers. When the party was all over, Father Christmas led the boy and the snowman to a stable. Light spilled through the door, and inside they could see the reindeer, which he used to pull his sleigh. Father Christmas gave the boy a lovely blue scarf as a present, and he put it on. It was time for them to go. The snowman gripped the boy's hand, and once again they started to run, faster and faster, bounding and jumping until they were flying. At last they landed in the garden again and together walked slowly to the house. The little boy shook hands with his snowman and went up to the door,
But the snowman waved, and the boy ran back and gave him a great big hug. Then the boy went indoors and very soon was fast asleep. Next morning when he woke, the room was ablaze with sunlight. He put on his dressing gown, ran downstairs, and opened the door. The sun felt warm on his face. He ran out into the garden and saw a little heap of melted snow, an old hat, a tangerine, a scarf, and a few lumps of coal. But the snowman was nowhere to be seen. For a moment, the boy thought that the adventures of the night before had been nothing but a dream. But then he felt in his pocket, and the scarf that Father Christmas had given him was still there. Francis England's bicycle provides a nice introduction to one of the activities that folks, especially children with their first bicycles, can still do safely in 2020. Francis England, by the way, is a San Francisco songwriter who creates sparkling acoustic pop tunes aimed at both children and their parents. Almost by accident, she created a homemade CD for her son's preschool, which took her from nursery schools and libraries to Lollapalooza and Austin City Limits. In 2016, Frances received her first Grammy nomination for Best Children's Album. With a heartfelt authenticity, England occasionally plays live shows in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Wolf, the song playing in the background now, is a story about a young boy who disobeys his grandfather by climbing over their wall, which ends up leading to the capture of a wolf. This musical tale was written in the 1930s by a Russian composer named Prokofiev, who loved children for their unrestricted imagination and sense of play. He also used this music to teach children about the different instruments in an orchestra. A boy, represented by strings, wanders through nature observing a duck, oboe, a bird, flute, and a cat, clarinet. The cat tries to catch the bird. Peter's grandfather, bassoon, admonishes him for wandering in a place where a wolf might attack and makes him return home. Now, from that safe place, sure enough, Peter soon sees a wolf. Horns arrive on the scene. The wolf swallows the duck and then threatens the bird and the cat. Peter sneaks back outside and manages to catch the animal with the help of the bird and a rope. When hunters, lots of different drums, arrive to kill the wolf, Peter talks them into taking the animal to a zoo instead. As they all head off in a happy march, the duck can be heard quacking inside the wolf's stomach, for in his hurry, the wolf had swallowed her whole. As one writer notes, if this story has a lesson, it seems to be this. Don't be afraid to question beliefs or to take risks. It is Peter's independence, creative thinking, and courage that save the day.
Another one now. now. This is a little ditty about... Hey, do y'all even know what kind of a song a ditty is?
A sea shanty?
Nope. A ditty is a quick little short song. It's usually kind of simple, too.
You don't have any short or simple songs, Randy.
Well, I admit I do tend to yammer on it. In any event, there are all different kinds of ditties. Happy ditties, sad ditties, funny ditties, high-speed ditties. And you ready for this? Diddy Wah Diddy.
Now, this song, Diddy Wah Diddy, is sung here by Randy Kaplan. Randy is described as one of those happy-they-exist people who you can't quite tell is playing kids' music, and yet he is. Randy's music and storytelling have inspired NPR to name him as one of the top family entertainers in the USA. He doesn't dumb down stories for kids. He just expects them to come along for the ride, and they do.
They're not so tall and lean, Randy.
First day of school in my new fall clothes. The teachers all yelled out, there he goes, Mr. Diddy Wah Diddy.
The first versions of this song were written during the Great Depression of the 1930s about fantasy places filled with hope and happiness. Places, for example, where food was so available that you could find a sweet potato pie that would keep growing larger as you ate it. What kind of food would you like to have grow larger as you ate it? Parents could also ask their children to draw a map of the road to this magical place. Would you draw mountains, rivers, buildings, or even monsters on this map?
Cause I sang the best Diddy Wah Diddy.
Diddy Wah Diddy.
Diddy Wah Diddy. I sang Diddy Wah Diddy Wah Diddy Wah Diddy.
In January it's so nice, while slipping on the sliding ice. Just sip hot chicken soup with rice. Sipping once, sipping twice. Sipping chicken soup with rice. In February it will be my snowman's anniversary.
This song by the singer Carole King is based on a book to teach children the months of the year. This rhyming book cleverly uses a little boy's love for soup to teach children the months of the year. Who says you can only slurp chicken soup with rice in cold January or freezing December? Chicken soup with rice is nice all year round. The book is written by Marie Sendek, the Caldecott Medal-winning creator of the iconic Where the Wild Things Are. Carole King wrote the song for the musical Really Rosie, based on Sendek's books. The lyrics, which cover each of the 12 months of the year, starts with January, as you've heard, and ends with this. December. In December, I will be a bobbled, bangled Christmas tree with soup bowls draped all over me. Merry once, merry twice, merry chicken soup with rice. I told you once, I told you twice, all seasons of the year are nice for eating chicken soup with rice.
Mix it twice, mix that chicken soup with rice. In June I saw a charming group of roses all begin to droop. I kept them up with chicken soup.
I don't know just how old I was, but when I was quite small, I found an old piano that no one played at all. I climbed the stool and tried the keys, and soon I found a song. You know, I knew right then and there that here's where I belong.
Well, how about playing a musical instrument as long as you're having to be inside? Here's a song by a guy from North Carolina, Ben Folds, who finds what appears to be a broken piano, but which he loves to play. As noted in AllMusic.com, the author of dozens of barnyard animal-laden children's board books, Sandra Boynton, makes a 2013 CD called Frog Trouble with singers like Ben Folds. The result is a surprisingly recommendable choice to children and music-minded parents alike.
The piano is broken, but it seems to play for me. Yeah, it plays like crazy for me.
So that then takes us back to where we began today's program, Shirley Temple, where we learn a bit more about the good ship Lollipop.
I wish Mother was here.
This is the Candyland Hour for all good children. The orchestra will play our theme song.
You know that song, don't you?
Sure I do.
Well, then sing it. Come on, Shirley, sing it.
So, this is 6-year-old Shirley Temple singing a song of hope during the desperate times of the 1930s. Shirley's popularity was probably partly due to her optimism during the Great Depression. In 1934, Shirley was honored with a special pint-sized Academy Award for her many film contributions. As Encyclopedia Britannica says, with her spirited singing and dancing and her dimples and blonde ringlets, she provided what was a welcome escape from difficult times. Maybe then it's also appropriate for 2020. This song, On the Good Ship Lollipop, was also the song that you heard at the start of today's program. It became what is known as her signature song, the song she would become forever identified with. What would be your signature song? Got any grapes?
If you eat too much, oh, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship Lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away.
And that question takes us to the correct answer to our first musical trivia question today. What is the name of this song? And I played a snippet from that song as a big hint. So here it is again.
Tell me the duck story.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I'll pass. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle.
So what's the name of this song anyway? Even though grapes and waddling play important parts of this song, the name of the song is The Duck Song. Does the duck finally get his grapes? I'm glad you asked. After several more tries at getting grapes, the lemonade stand man tells the duck that if he asks for grapes ever again, he'll glue them to a tree. Well, that story ends with the duck coming back the very next day to the lemonade stand, and he asked to the man that was running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any glue? What? Got any glue? No, why would I? Oh, and one more question for you. Got any grapes? And the man just stopped. Then he started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, come on, duck, let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes so you won't have to ask anymore. So they walked to the store, and the man brought some grapes. He gave one to the duck, and the duck said, no thanks. But you know what sounds good? It would make my day. Do you think this store has any lemonade? Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. So don't give up. Prepare yourself for the unexpected and always remember to laugh as you waddle through these difficult times. Which takes us to the correct answer to our second musical trivia question. Now, even though we may feel trapped inside during these quarantine days, we still need to get some exercise. So who is this Disney character singing these words of encouragement? Now, feel free to get up and try, by the way.
Let's get started. The best exercises, small arm circles going forward. Arms straight up. One, two, one, two. Around and around and around.
Yep. Mickey Mouse is the singer. The album Mousercise is a 1982 exercise album for children with various Disney songs. It was also a TV series in 1983 which featured Mickey Mouse and other Disney characters exercising with a group of kids. It also featured a segment about health and safety. The show continued to run until 1996. A rendition of the song Step in Time from the Disney movie Mary Poppins also appears on this exercise album, but with slightly different lyrics. Kick Your Knees Up and Flap Like a Birdie are kept in this version. Thank goodness.
Time for segments! Hands on hips! Lean left up! Lean right! Lean left! You got it!
Gee, Goofy, that was exhausting. Makes you want to lie down and take a nap, doesn't it? So why don't we close out today's program with a nice lullaby? We've run out of time for today's special episode of Music Review, dedicated to the families and especially the children in those families having to adjust to the trying times of the COVID-19 quarantine. As we leave you, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Content of this program intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Music Review, readily available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. Now, if you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, as Avery and Vivian have done this week, please leave a message for me, Randy Thompson, at 919-832-5138. So long. Until next time. So, good night. Sleep tight. We'll see you next week. Same time.